I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Evolution has been a hot political topic in the United States for some time now. Typically, it pits public school officials who want to teach evolution against Christian conservatives who don't. An article in the latest issue of the journal Science suggests the evolution creationist divide is about to emerge in the Muslim world. The author of that article is Salman Hamid. He's an astronomer at Hampshire College in Amherst, Massachusetts, who also teaches courses that bridge science and humanities. Salman Hamid is currently on sabbatical and is speaking to us from Pakistan. The Old Testament, Professor Hamid, the Old Testament creation story is God created earth and man and woman. What is the creation story in Islam?
The creation story in Islam is similar to the biblical creation story, but unlike the book of Genesis, it is not laid out in a chronological order, nor is it in one single place. Secondly, it has a six-day creation, but the length of the days is left ambiguous.
Now, in your article, you say that a serious debate over evolution among Muslims is just around the corner. Why, and why now, of all times?
Up until now, there hasn't been a serious debate over whether the evolution is compatible with Islam or not. But now with the education levels rising and the access to the internet and exposure to the evolution creation controversies in the U.S., the topic of evolution is coming to the forefront. And now people are wondering whether evolution is compatible with Islam or not.
I'm wondering, I mean, you're in Pakistan right now. What are they saying specifically about this? The question, what makes evolution incompatible with Islam?
I make it a point not to link atheism with evolution. And I make it a point to say that, well, just because you have believe in evolution does not mean that you have to leave religion. Currently, the debate is being shaped by creationists in the Islamic world. The most prominent one is Harun Yahya in Turkey. And he links evolution with atheism and also with the West. Everything that is wrong with the West, he ascribes that to the acceptance of evolution. And if he can bring down evolution, he can bring down Western civilization. Many of the participants that I have talked to in my lectures here, they usually cite Harun Yahya's work.
Is he influential? Do people listen to him?
Well, he has an enormous reach. In fact, his books are widely available not only in the Muslim world, but also in the Muslim diasporas, for example, in Europe, in England. His documentaries are shown on television every day. And recently, he sent out this 850-page atlas. It's called Atlas of Creation, free of cost to public schools in France, and later also to the biology and anthropology departments in the U.S. And that requires substantial funding.
Where does he get his funding from?
Nobody knows, but it's clear that he has a tremendous influence. At present, regarding evolution, the most prominent voice we have in the Islamic world is that of creationist Harun Yahya. That's the reason why scientists need to step in and provide an alternative narrative regarding evolution.
If you think that there is a raging debate about to open up among Muslims about Islam and evolution, what wider-reaching consequences could it have for the Muslim world and the world as a whole?
Well, we are talking about a sixth of the world population. Muslims are already behind in science and technology. The next century is going to be the century of biology. And evolution is the bedrock, the fundamental principle underlying all of biology. If Muslims en masse reject evolution, that will make the chances of Muslims catching up in science even further remote environment.
Salman Hamid is an astronomer at Hampshire College in Amherst, Massachusetts. He's the author of an article called Bracing for Islamic Creationism in the latest issue of Journal Science. Very good to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.